Welcome to Talk World Radio, a half-hour discussion of politics as if the people mattered. I'm David Swanson.
This week on Talk World Radio, we are talking with Guy Fugap, who is the Africa organizer for World Beyond War, where I am the executive director. And we want to talk about all things Africa, but especially about the crisis in Cameroon, which many people around the world have not heard enough about. Guy Fugap, welcome to Talk World Radio.
Thanks for having me here today.
I think a lot of people may have at most heard that there was an election in Cameroon and thought nothing of it. That's fine, there's an election. What is happening there?
The fact is that there was an election on the 12th of October. And what is special with this election is that the incumbent president was actually running for the 8th mandate, meaning that he has been ruling the country for 43 years, and he's running for 7 other years, so maybe to be president for 50 years. And he's now age 92 years. That makes the election special. And the Cameroonian have long expressed the desire to see things change, because the government, the current government, has not been able to resolve the problems of Cameroonian in a peaceful way. There have been discontentment in different areas, but the way that the government have replied was with repressions, was with brutality, using arms and using the military to suppress the people. That's why this year's election was actually a year for people to decide whether to continue with this regime or if they want to change. And the election went on quite well without major incidents that could undermine the election. And the problem came after the election, because violence started, because people were complaining about massive fraud. They used the same methods, brutality, using arms to suppress the people who were demonstrating peacefully to ask for justice or to ask for the verification of the results of the election. The situation is escalating. Or today, for instance, they are observing what we call in our local context ghost town, meaning that no one is going out to do anything. If you dare to go out, maybe the protesters, they are going to threaten you. And the other side, if you don't go out, the government are threatening you as well that you should go out. So this is the kind of situation in which Cameroonians are now. It is getting worse, because in the past we used to have demonstration in a few or two or three big cities, and now it is generalizing everywhere in the country. And most this is adding to existing war going in three regions of Cameroon. So Cameroon has 10 regions. Three has been long during the past 10 years affected by gun conflict, and the current post-election crisis is adding to it, and all the regions, maybe except one, suffering this demonstration of protesters. So the government is continuing arresting people and threatening others, and including the candidate who declared himself the winner. And this is how the country is looking like now.
Obviously, in some similar situations, a nonviolent movement grows that shuts down the whole country and takes over the government. And in other cases, a violent movement grows into a civil war. Either of those things can be very, very bad and leave a lot of people dead or injured. What do you think is likely to happen?
What is like to happen is a civil war, because there is another factor who is in play in this context. Cameroon has a lot of ethnic groups, more than 200 different ethnic groups, who has been opposing one to another, in particular in this context of election. The regime has instrumentalized this opposition between ethnic groups to create more divisions and more tensions. And as people are now contesting the result of the election, this argument is being put on the table again, saying that people from this region are against those of other regions. I mean, they are manipulating the different tribal groups to oppose ones to others. And the president is from a region that has been ruling for long, and the candidate who declares to have won the election is from another region, mean that the people from those different groups are going to, are likely, we don't hope, we don't expect this to happen, we hope it will not happen, but it is the what we are seeing, what is going to happen likely, is that the different ethnic groups are opposed, and will the problem will diverted from electoral reivindication to ethnic confrontation, what maybe the government actually wants to see, to say that, you see, it's not about election, it's about different group competing, and so we are maybe going through a civil war.
And some of this goes back, am I right, to linguistic divisions and to colonialism in the lead up to the creation of the nation states. Is that right?
Yes, the linguistic aspect. Yes, the linguistic aspect has it has to do with that, because the regions I mentioned earlier that are in armed conflict for the past 10 years, the northwest and the southwest region of Cameroon, are called English-speaking regions, while the other regions are French-speaking regions. So this is how it resulted after World War I, that the country was divided into linguistic areas. And the conflict in the English-speaking area, as some people call it, Anglophone problem, meaning an English-speaking problem, it is not exactly the cause of the problem, but the linguistic aspect is being used in this context to instrumentalize and create more division. And in the case of the current post-election crisis, we are going to have another type of conflict. This one will not be linguistic, but will be ethnic in particular, because those are from French-speaking part of the country only. And the colonial aspect of it, yes, we can mention it referring to the Northwest and Southwest region, because one of the what the secessionists are asking is that they should separate from the country and create their own country. The country with English speaking the part. It is 20% of the territory. And this is the result of colonization that our leaders have failed to resolve. They were actually non-violent methods way to deal with this issue, yeah. But they have not used non-violent methods, and we are currently in the conflict.
And what, Guy Fugap, what have you been able to do? What has anyone been able to do to encourage and train and educate in nonviolent activism and nonviolent resolution?
Yes, World Beyond War was established in Cameroon for that particular reason, because he wanted to speak a different language. He wanted to provide different methods to resolving the conflict. For instance, we worked together with other civil society organizations to call for a dialogue, a national dialogue. There have been attempts of dialogue in the year 2019, but which was not inclusive, and we were not dealing with the appropriate problems that Cameroonians were facing. And our suggestion, this was that we proposed a plan for a dialogue. We even tried lobbying or advocating high authorities of the country to propose what we think are good steps to undertake an inclusive dialogue that will be addressing the root causes of the conflict, not dealing with the consequences. Yes, so this is what we have been able to do. And in the context of this election, the chapter of Cameroon has initiated a campaign letter to call on global mobilization around this situation in Cameroon. For instance, calling from the UN, because we have a UN office in Cameroon, we are calling on the UN to conduct maybe a diplomatic action to bring conflicting parties to a table, to a dialogue. And we propose ourselves to be active in this sort of process to help with mediation, to help with non-violent methods that we have been highlighted since we started doing Africa Peace Conference, the first Africa Peace Conference that we did in 2023. Was based on these indigenous methods of resolving conflict peacefully. We exposed a number of them during the conference, and we have them presented, and we always show our authorities that we are available to help discuss, to create context, ways to discuss, because we believe that when we have guns around, it doesn't allow for dialogue. So the first step, it should be like demilitarization, in particular in terms of the areas where we already have violent manifestation, because the presence of military is not doing something else that increasing tensions and increasing resistance. So we have been calling for the authorities to listen to us and to try peace, to try non-violent methods instead of using guns.
Yeah, sounds very good to me. And I guess we can tell people that there is an email action campaign. If you go to worldbeyondwar.org, you can send that letter to the United Nations, encouraging them to act. And there is also at worldbeyondwar.org a place to register for the upcoming, I guess it's the third annual Africa Conference, online conference of World Beyond War on Africa. That happens later this month of November, right?
Yes, it's happened on the 27 and 28 of November this month.
So those are two things people can do. Is there anything else people can do who want to help?
I want to help Cameroon, for instance, is those two things first, and then reach out to us to discuss possible ways to de-escalate the conflict.
And we're speaking with Guy Fugap, who is an Africa organizer of all the chapters of World Beyond War in Africa. What are some of the other chapters up to lately? What is happening in Africa, and maybe in particular in Sudan, where there is news of violence as well?
Yes, in Sudan, they have been civil war ongoing in Sudan since that escalated, in 2023. Yes, two leaders actually trying to get power, and the civil population has been caught in between these two conflicting parties, and the population have been trying or finding ways to flee. To find themselves outside of the country. A lot of people have fled. About 12 millions of people have been impacted directly with this war in Sudan. That is why the chapters of World Beyond War in Africa have a meeting to think what some of the things they can do to contribute to bringing peace in this country. And one of the reasons that the conflict has escalated and got more impact is that there are external powers involved in doing their own business within this conflict, either by selling arms or, yes, by using this space to oppose themselves. Yes, this is sad because civilians have been killed, women have been raped in this context, a lot of them. And famine is installing in the country. So even when people have food to give to people in the area, sometimes humanitarian corridors are not open, accessible for people to supply and help people in the country. So what people have been quick to do was to flee to find their way out of the country. And what the chapters of Wolbeing have done also so initiated a campaign to call for peace, to call for ceasefire in the country. And this campaign was actually targeting some of the country who are supplying weapons in this country, like the
United Arab
US,
Emirates.
yes, also, as well also, who have been supplying weapons, that they should stop at least sending weapons. And what we are planning to do next, beginning of December, is a webinar to speak about what the current situation, what is happening exactly now. Since we started the campaign about 7 months ago, what has changed, and want to deliver as well this petition that we started at the end of this year, and discuss with the civil society actors who are in the context of Sudan, some of who have been living outside Sudan and who have their relatives in the country. And to see the discuss about the impact, and let the world know exactly what is happening and how people can contribute to in their way to stop this
Yeah.
war.
And this is something else, right? That people can go to the website worldbeyondwar.org and learn more and sign the petition about Sudan, right?
Yeah.
We just had our global annual conference of World Beyond War, and we heard reports at the beginning from chapters around the world, including in Africa. What are some of the other chapters in Africa working on?
Yes, we have 17 chapters of World Beyond in Africa, and the chapters are doing local activities to educate for peace, either through peace clubs, in the case of Mali, in the case of Burundi, in the case of Côte d'Ivoire, and the others are working to contribute to peace during election period, like Cote d'Ivoire as well, and Cameroon. And the chapters from Nigeria, for example, is working on educating the youth as well as in Gambia to prevent violence, because these countries are facing youth violence. So, I mean, youth engaging in violence in armed groups. We have the example of Boko Haram in Nigeria that have been existing since 2012 and recruiting a good number of young people to join this armed group. And the Nigeria chapter, for instance, has been educating their youth about the dangers of joining such group. And
Good.
there is a collective project on which the chapters are working. It's a project to close military bases. It's a campaign to close military bases in Africa, because the fact is that the conflicts that are in Africa has been most of them fueled by or encouraged by the presence of these foreign military bases in the country. We have about 70 military bases in the continent. More than half of them are from the US, about 46, I think, US bases in countries in Africa. And these bases in Africa give the sense that military or use of war to resolve problem is normal. People are thinking they have tried to make people believe that their presence is actually to bring peace. Yes, this is the narrative that they have in Africa, that their presence is to bring peace. Whereas for long time since they exist, the wars has been multiplying. They never brought peace in any of the countries. So that is why the chapters have started this campaign to close bases. And the things I do try to identify the places where you have bases in Africa to see which kind of activities these military are doing. There are a lot of military cooperations with the country that hosts those bases. And what is, I mean, it's not surprising, is that those the countries who host those bases actually rely on those bases to keep their power, to maintain their power. What is happening in Cameroon now, for example, when the government want to oppress their people, they use the military. The military is their main argument that they have to call for people to stop demonstrating. While people are asking for justice, for truth, for peace, and they have only one argument, that we have the forces of law, we have the military power, and it's doing only that the problem is increasing instead of resolving it.
Some nations have recently closed their military bases that belonged to France, I believe. Is that correct? And is that a positive step? And will they not replace them with foreign military bases from other countries?
Yes, some of these countries, we have Niger, we have Mali, we have Burkina Faso, Senegal, Chad. These are from West Africa. And the courage of the leaders, of these leaders, who most of them are military as well, because they tried to did coup d'etat into the existing power and try to impose their will on the people. And they are conscious that the population has not been accepting the presence of foreign powers longer in their countries. So they build on that will of the people to also decide that the French, for instance, for in those countries, because they were colonized by France, that this foreign power, France, should leave the country, close its bases. And this happened, and it is a step. It's a step forward, that although we believe that what should be done next is that the power is transferred to civilians, and that they should find appropriate ways of maintaining security and peace instead of using the military. And worse, if they want to rely on different foreign countries to protect, in quotes, as they usually say. Yes, it is a good step that French military bases have been closed in this country. And another positive step will be that the power is transferred to civilian. And the final step will be that they create conditions for security and for peace that do not rely on the military to survive. And this it is not it's not magic. It's not magic. Creating a condition for peace is that creating laws and giving everyone access to justice, having equal rights for everyone. It is enough. Access to justice equally for everyone is good. Is a best way to have justice, to have peace, to construct peace in the country.
We've got just about 1 minute left. Guy Fugap, can you remind people about the upcoming online Africa conference and tell us a little bit about what people can see and participate in there?
Yes, in this third conference, we are going to focus on Western imperialism in Africa. We have been talking about military bases. It is one of the manifestations of this imperialism. It started with colonization, and after decolonization, the Western countries have been existing in African countries, imposing the leaders in some countries, imposing their companies to imposing their companies, and the economy of Africa is largely depending on what they want, not on what the African actually need and want. So the conference is going to discuss this kind of dependence of Africa on the foreign countries and explore some of the ways that African countries can actually do to have real independence. Because more than 50 years ago, we said that countries in Africa are independent, which is in reality not the case, because they still decide based on what foreign countries need, based on the interest of the foreign countries first. And we want to use this conference as a space to discuss ways for Africa to really get independent, become independent, and decide on what they want to do with their riches that they have, with their resources, and cooperate with whoever they want in the terms that they also want.
Very
Not
good.
being dictated. Yes, this is the purpose of the conference, and we want many people to join us on 27 and 28 of November. It will be on Zoom.
Very good. Guy Fugap, Africa organizer for World Beyond War. Thank you for coming on Talk World Radio.
This is Talk World Radio. I'm David Swanson. Take action at rootsaction.org. Help end war at worldbeyondwar.org. Read or listen to today's Peace Almanac entry at peacealmanac.org. All past shows can be heard at talkworldradio.org. Talk World Radio is produced in Charlottesville, Virginia, and syndicated by Pacifica Network. There is no way to peace. Peace is the way.